Watch, subject of Project Veritas Pfizer sting freaks out after being confronted by James O'Keefe. By Hannah Blow on January 27, 2023. Project Veritas released a video Thursday of a purported Pfizer employee becoming irate after being confronted by James O'Keefe and crew, claiming to have lied about the company's practices in order to impress his date. The video shows O'Keefe confronting a man identified as Jordan Tristan Walker, Pfizer Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, at a New York restaurant, asking him to explain statements about the company potentially developing new vaccines by creating mutations in the COVID-19 virus. He discussed the subject with a Project Veritas investigator secretly recording Walker on a date. At some point that same night, O'Keefe approaches Walker's table, sitting in a seat apparently vacated by the investigator who had recorded their conversations. Upon realizing what was happening, Walker becomes distressed, calling the police and asserting that he is literally a liar to O'Keefe. He's going to call the police for asking him a question. Please do call the police. Please do, O'Keefe says. He's on tape. You're talking about mutating the COVID virus. I was trying to impress a person on a date. By lying, Walker pleads. The man identified as Walker can be heard telling the operator that there were five white people and begging the cops to come as soon as possible because he felt unsafe. Throughout the video, Walker refuses to answer O'Keefe's question about what he claimed on tape regarding Pfizer's research. Footage also shows a physical altercation with several individuals in the crossfire. Project Veritas claimed that the man identified as Walker destroyed the iPad that O'Keefe used to show him the clips recorded during his date. Watch. The allegations from the undercover footage have caught the attention of several lawmakers. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, a member of the subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, is demanding answers from Pfizer regarding the allegations of the company engaging in directed evolution for vaccine development. If true, this is unbelievably unethical and concerning to imagine Pfizer would prioritize its profits over the safety of the American public by conducting such gain-of-function research and endangering the lives of the very people you propose to help. Jackson wrote, demanding several answers from Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla by February 1, 2023. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, also sent a letter to Bourla asking questions in the same vein. If the claims detailed in the video are true, Pfizer has put its desire for profit over the concern of national and global health and must hold itself accountable, he wrote. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, who has highlighted the stories of Americans alleging health problems after receiving a coronavirus vaccine, said of the Project Veritas sting, "It's time for Congress to thoroughly investigate vaccine manufacturers and the entire COVID vaccine approval process."